said, the person who kills and sells meat is called a
butcher.
Okay. And if you take the trimmings and kind of slice them up and grind them and season them, you can make something. You have either patties or little links.
Sausage.
Did you ever see any of that made?
No, I've never seen any of it made. I have an idea of how they do it. Mm-hmm. They just grind a bunch of stuff up together.
See a hog killed?
Yeah.
How do they do that?
Well, it was kind of terrifying to me because I never had seen it before. But this neighbor of ours, when I lived out in the country, of course, I was just a little boy. They killed a big hog and they shot him with a .22. And they shot him in the head, and he just, four hogs just looked at him. You know, and they had to shoot him a couple of more times, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of gruesome. And I've heard of some people that they'll cut their throats.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard of them. People that, they take a big hammer, a sledgehammer, and hit him in the head.
Mm-hmm. What did they do to the hog after they shot him when you were a kid?
Yeah, they strung him up by his hind legs and gutted him.
Mm-hmm.
And they skinned him or scraped him or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut him up in different sections.
When people go out hunting for these wild hogs, do they plan to eat them then?
Yeah, they usually take them and, you know, make sausage out of them because, you know, the meat's kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
So they make sausage out of them.
Do they have to bleed them right as soon as they shoot them, or do they?
Yeah, they dress them out. You gotta, you know, like when you shoot a deer, you gotta get the guts out of them and bleed them, mm-hmm. or it swallows the meat.
How do you go about that?
Well, you just take your knife out and, you know, you just run up the skin of their stomach,
mm-hmm.
and you start pulling the guts out. You gotta reach up in his lungs and get those out and cut the windpipe.
Mm-hmm.
And like if it's a boar, you have to, you know, castrate him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know why, but that seems like that ruins the meat.
Makes it too strong or something?
Yeah, or a wild taste to it or something.
Mm-hmm. What, and if you don't do that right away, then the whole deer or the whole animal?
I don't know if it'd be runt, but I guess it would just make the meat taste bad. You've beaten venison before, haven't you?
No.
Well, some venison, you know, if the hunter, you know, does it right and everything, it'll taste real good. But if he doesn't do it right, say, if you go out during deer season and you shoot a deer and you just drag him back to your truck and throw him in the back of the truck, maybe it might take you an hour to get home,
mm-hmm.
and everything, it will not necessarily spoil the meat, but it'll give it a real wild taste. It doesn't taste very good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, you know, bleed him real fast and get the guts out and everything,
mm-hmm.
it'll taste good.
Do you have to hang him up to bleed him?
No, not necessarily. Just blood will run out. You'll try to elevate him a little bit, you know, like on the side of a hill.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you finally clean him and everything, you're going to have to hang him up, you know. We can get to him and pull the hat off.
When you kill a deer, what do you do with the hide then?
Oh, you throw it away.
Is it worth trying to secure a pen or whatever you think?
I guess if a person knew how to do it, and I've heard of some people, you know, having them sent off and having stuff made out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fur trader I've heard about around here that will buy a deer hide. He buys coon pelts and beaver pelts, stuff like that. But I don't know really what they make out of them. I guess they make some coats and stuff like that out of them.
Most people don't bother with that.
No. It's kind of, you know, it'd be something you'd have to know how to do, and I wouldn't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.